Well, an appropriate topic today as Andy Metcalf joins us from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester for another one of our answers from the Heartland. And we're talking about wet weather and small calves. And I guess, Angie, the obvious question is, how has this wet weather really affected our, or could it affect our small calves?
Well, you know, as we're seeing out there on the farms, you know, as it rains and rains and rains, especially if you've got hutches, it's just really hard to keep them dry. And cool, wet weather like we have right now can chill these young calves and actually cold stress them, even though it's June. So we need to watch that their hair coat doesn't get wet and that they don't get wet from the bottom up through their bedding. They can get sick quick, I guess, with scours or pneumonia if they get chilled.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And not only do we have to worry about the animals getting wet, but what about our feed? Because that can get wet as well.
Right. You know, and baby calves especially don't want to eat soggy feed. You know, it just kind of sponges up and makes a brick. With increased feed costs that we're seeing out there, you know, it's pretty critical to monitor how much we're feeding our calves. If it's going to rain, you know, maybe not giving them quite so much, going back out there and checking. And obviously we have to dump it if it gets wet and soggy because it's going to spoil pretty quickly. So we need to watch that and have it so that we're not wasting, but have it so that we don't go short either, because these calves obviously need to have feed to eat to grow.
Well, Angie, hopefully we're going to see a stretch of some dry and warmer conditions, but if we do continue to see on-again, off-again rain, I mean, how can farms really keep animals dry and happy under these conditions?
Well, you know, we may need to get out there and scrape a little bit more often. You know, bedding itself will stay drier if we can have the scrape alleys cleaned, or if we can have it scraped in front of the hutches. They're just not going to drag it back into that bedding. Using lime is a really good idea. You know, that just helps prevent ammonia from building up, keeps things dry, and obviously bed more often. You know, you're just going to have to get out there and keep it bedded, keep it dry. Calves need to stay dry to stay healthy.
And obviously with all these wet conditions, you know, animals can be more susceptible to diseases. Which ones really should we be watching out for?
Well, in normal seasons, I would say cool, wet like this, mycoplasma is definitely an issue. I haven't seen it a whole lot yet this year, knock on wood. Coccidiosis and crypto, obviously, pneumonia. But pretty much anything can come in, any of these usual common illnesses, just because they're opportunists. And they come in when a calf is stressed and chilled.
So, Angie, then, what is your tip of the day?
Well, you know, we're talking baby calves here, but it's baby calves, older animals, anybody. You know, it's kind of stressful out there with everything being wet. We only have so many hours in the day. We're just trying to manage the best we can, try to keep these animals comfortable and healthy. It's going to help us in the long run, just because you don't want to have to go back and start treating these animals or actually even lose animals because we weren't on top of things right now.
She always provides some good insights. Again, if you have any other questions or concerns, dial her up at 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, there's always information on the website.
Right. HeartlandCooperativeServices.com is the website. Go on there for some good tips. And actually, there's a place there where you can leave a message if you want. And if you have some topics you'd like us to cover, we'd be more than happy to do that.
That is your answers from the Heartland, from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester, here on 101.9 WDEZ.